This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A church in Denver's Sunnyside neighborhood is becoming a hub for Ukrainians to mourn, meet, and pray. CPR's Paolo Jalsita was there Sunday.
Transfiguration of Our Lord Ukrainian Catholic Church is the only place in Denver you can find Ukrainian language services. And according to longtime parishioners, the pews have been full in recent weeks. Teres Overchuk, who moved to Colorado a decade ago, says he's not religious, but chose to attend Sunday service when the invasion began.
It's like a place where I can meet Ukrainians and we can try to understand what to do next.
Ukrainians in Colorado have been organizing large rallies and pressing U.S. lawmakers to do more for their homeland. But for some, it feels like praying is all they can do. I'm Paolo Jalsita, CPR News.
A new report from scientists with the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change shows human-caused climate change is already causing damage. CPR's Joe Wirtz reports.
The findings show that warming is already fueling a surge in droughts, floods, and heat waves that are endangering ecosystems and threatening human health. Many of those effects are being felt now in Colorado. Scientists say keeping the planet from warming 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels would substantially reduce, but not eliminate, damage. To put that in perspective, we are currently only half a degree away from that breaking point. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
Opera Colorado opened its delayed production of The Shining this weekend. Librettist Mark Campbell hopes the popular story helps the opera attract a wider audience.
The opera is adapted from Stephen King's novel, not the Stanley Kubrick movie. And if you read the novel, it's pretty evident that it is great material for an opera. It's a thriller, and nothing is better for a thriller than the abstract art form of music.
The production was scheduled for the 2020 season before pandemic delay. The Shining runs through Sunday in Denver. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.